الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب وقال تبارك وتعالى من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا صدق الله المولانا العظيم In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ Do not desire for those things which Allah has given preference to some people over others. Everyone, we are not equal, we are all different. And in being different, there are those things which were not in our choice. It was in our choice to be born in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a Sayyid. Those who are Sayyids, mashallah, Allah's father, and we cannot be those who are not born there. A person who was born tall cannot make himself tall. Allah made him tall. Short, Allah made him short. So there are many things which are not in our control and which Allah Ta'ala has made differences from. So Allah says, don't even desire, don't think about that, don't make dua for those things. Then there are other things, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلُ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا If you're a man, don't wish I should be a woman. If a woman, don't wish I should be a man. That was not in our choice. Allah means, وَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ And then seek of the fazl of. There Allah says, do not desire even that. Yeah, Allah says, seek the fazl of Allah. Those things which you can do, do that. To get hidayah, to work for hidayah, that's in your choice. Allah has made it. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ It's our choice that. So don't waste our time. Lot of people waste their whole life in those things which is not in their control. And today it has become a thing to change your gender. That's not in our control and it's a complete failure. It can't happen. It's just a whole big failure and it brings destruction to those who are trying and attempting. The people sitting on the top and dictating all this evil and the poor people at the bottom who don't understand and they opt for it, they destroy themselves completely. So don't even fall in those things. Those things which you can do that. You can work for hidayah, work to get good akhlaq, character. All those things which you can do, put your full energies in those things. So with regard to that, two broad principles of deen Allah Ta'ala has explained. Just open it. Allah Ta'ala has explained two broad principles. And if we apply our mind a little bit, and it will require, because it is a bit complex, it's not just so straightforward. Normally, in a public talk, only what is straightforward should be spoken. But these are, it's a little complex. If we don't pay attention, we will get bored and it won't make any sense to us. If we pay attention and we'll understand it, we'll get so much enriched from the bottom of our heart. We will feel great spiritual progress. By leaps and bounds, we will go forward. Many of our questions will get answered, which we have in our mind, which people have, and will progress spiritually also very greatly. So there's two conditions which we can work in. One is, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Allah Ta'ala guides that person who has an inclination. So that is what we want, hidayat from Allah. And when a person has got that, Allah guides that person. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. One is وَيَجْتَبِي. Allah Ta'ala pulls a person from his side. And there are many people who did not even want hidayat. And Allah pulled them out of the gambling dens. Allah pulled them out of brothels. And Allah gave them Allah whom He wants to. And the other is, if you have that inclination, Allah also pulls you. So if Allah whom He wants to, He will choose. And we from our side, we want to go, Allah will choose us also. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Now, who are those people? What are the signs that Allah has chosen you? You wanted to become Allah wala. And Allah has chosen, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who brought iman, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And their hearts find solace and peace in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When they make the zikr of Allah, their hearts find solace and peace. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Allah says, open your ears wide and listen. The only peace of heart, contentment, peace of mind, contentment of heart is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now who is there? Allah said who they will be, what their result will be. What will be their result? أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They will have proper iman and they will do righteous deeds. For those people, tuba lahum. There is tuba for those people. One, the literal meaning, great enjoyment, living a life of great pleasure and enjoyment. Tuba is in Jannah, one special place in Jannah. This will be for those people. Wa husnu ma'ab. And their return will be very beautiful. Their ending, their maut will come very, very beautiful. So that is one group. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, man a'raza an dhikri. Those who turn away from my remembrance. Those who ignore, don't pay any attention to my remembrance. There Allah says, those who remember Allah. Here Allah says, those who turn away from my remembrance. Man a'raza an dhikri, fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. They will have a life of tightness, difficulty, parishani all the time, suicidal, wanting to go to drugs, trying to drown their sorrows in wine, just all outward superficial pleasure, some sport, some entertainment, all this, people who are more engrossed in that, it is actually, they are trying to cover up the inside sadness, darkness which is in their life. They don't have any pleasure in their life. So they just make just say anything and laugh loudly, just to make themselves happy. So they are living a life, ma'ishatan dhanka. So who are those people? Man a'radha an dhikri, fa'inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. They will be raised on the day of Qiyamah blind. And they will say to Allah, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why did you raise me blind? I was a person, seeing person. I had eyes. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا. My eyes came clearly to you, but the way you just ignored them, forgot them, ignored them like you're a blind person, as though you did not see them. So therefore, now we raised you also blind. Because Allah's signs were so clear, but you did not pay any attention. and that on the day of Qiyamah, the person will be raised blind. But when he'll go into Jahannam, his eyes will be restored so he can see the azab. Allah save us all. And also one ulama has explained, on Qiyamah day, when Allah will present himself, and that is a great, great ni'mat. But they will be made blind so they don't see Allah. That great beauty of Allah, they will be deprived of that. But to see the fire of Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam, that they will see it with their eyes. And that will be an azab of its own. Then now, the zikr man a'raza an zikri. And ala bi zikri la tatma'innul qulub. The zikr of Allah, what is it? One is which we take normally as zikr of Allah, we make zikr. But really the real essence of zikr, to be constantly, how much, and everyone is different, somebody more, somebody less. Somebody in the important things, somebody in not the important things. Somebody sometimes not. We are not always in the state of the remembrance of Allah. So there are two things there. One is that we be in the amal which Allah wants us to be in. When it's time for namaz, we're making namaz. When it's time for zakat, we give zakat. Time for Ramadan, we keep our rozas, we make our tilawat. That we do. And we don't do the wrong things. We do the right things. And together with that, our thoughts are also with Allah Ta'ala. That is the zikr. That is complete zikr. We're making namaz, but unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. We have got part zikr. The action is there, but the inside, the motivation power is not there. You've got your electric wire, but it's not connected. The current is not flowing through. So you've got your electric wires, everything. You've got your fan connected, you've got your heater, your stove, everything. But no current coming through, nothing is working. The fan is not working. The fan is also 100% right. And your wiring is also 100% right, but no current. So that inside thought also has to be there. It's not just the outside action, but the inside thought also. The remembrance of Allah, that is complete. Allah bi zikrillah, Allah fi zikrillah. In the complete remembrance of Allah, there tatma'innul qulub. If it is just the outward, we are giving the zakat, but we're not even realizing I'm paying my faraz. It's my duty. We're just doing it outwardly. Whatever, how many actions, we're making our zikr, no thought of Allah. We're making tilawat, no thought of Allah Ta'ala. Making our namaz, no thought, so it's not a complete zikr. So that has to be complete. The action also, and our heart and mind and thought also. Then a person is fully in the zikr of Allah. And when that is happened, the result will be that automatically all the time you'll be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Not only when you're making your namaz or tilawat, all the time, everything your mind will just go to Allah Ta'ala. That is the end. And the beginning starts with the zikr also. When we do our zikr properly and we make the effort, though we are not being able to concentrate, but we try and we are at it, then we will reach that stage that even in our namaz we thinking of Allah, our tilawat we thinking of Allah, and then we reach again that stand, end where we are all the time in the remembrance of Allah. And on the other hand, if we don't pay attention, man a'raza an zikri, a person who is ignores, undermines, unmindful of, forgets the zikr of Allah, من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. He has a very difficult and straitened life. So if we don't make the effort to think of Allah, then we will just carry on like that and we'll drop lower down. Anything which we are careful about, which we are concerned about, cared about, it improves. A thing which we are unmindful, we don't worry about it, that thing goes down. Anything. You know you have to have your car serviced, but you're not doing it. You're not paying attention. You're not interested. So you don't do it. Your car is not going to serve you as it's supposed to serve. Because you're not doing what you... A person who's got that worry, he'd make sure, I must get my car serviced. I must get my license renewed. Didn't renew your license, you just took it lightly. The cop stops you first thing, once your license expired, you got a problem now. So just like that, if we don't pay attention, we go down. If we pay attention, all your work gets done and you live nicely. So there are two conditions. One is that we make the zikr of Allah and we come into the zikr of Allah. And then we are all the time with Allah. One is we don't pay attention, we're just carrying on with our namazes like that, our life like that. Outward form, we're looking more pious now. More our clothing, dressing fully according to deen, from head to toe. Our namazes, everything, but inside, empty. And that is a deception for ourselves and deception for other people also. We are empty inside. And that namaz will go down all the time, that zikr. And Allah save us, it must not happen that even the outward namaz then we stop making. Because we see we're not getting anything out of namaz. I can make so much more in dunya. I can have so much other fun in what I think which is no fun whatsoever. But in which there is no fun, in which there is your destruction, in which you can get AIDS and you can get HIV, that you think is enjoyment. You will go into destruction in the wrong direction completely. So that a person goes that man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka wa nahshuruhum yawm al-qiyamati a'ma. Allah will raise him blind. Lima hashartani a'ma, why you raise? Because that is, you did not pay attention to my commands, I raise you blind now. And that you don't see Allah, the greatest enjoyment, you are deprived of that also. And also, then afterwards, your eyes will be restored to see the fire of Jahannam. Now, when that happens, we see there are two conditions. Those who are in the remembrance of Allah, with His details. And those who are not in the remembrance of Allah, in His details. And there also, certain things, like if a person is so much unmindful of Allah, no iman also. Then all his outward namazes, and that is useless. If there is no iman, iman has to be there. And one is, iman is there, but we are not conscious, we are doing it for show. So the namaz also is not accepted. And, but that, Allah wishes to, He'll forgive that. But without iman, kufr and shirk are two gunas. If we did not make tawbah from them, Allah will never forgive them. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. For whom Allah wishes, besides kufr and shirk, even if you did not make tawbah, you died with all the other gunas, whom Allah wants to, Allah will forgive. But kufr and shirk, if we do, and kufr and shirk also, if we make tawbah, immediately Allah forgives that. It can be 100-year-old kufr and shirk. But as soon as you make sincere tawbah and you correct yourself, not only does Allah forgive it, Allah replaces it with good deeds. And Allah gives more from His side also. So the path is clear for us to choose. And we are all moving to our qabr and going to Allah Ta'ala. We came from Allah, we are going to return to Allah Ta'ala. Now when a person does not remember Allah, he is in the disobedience of Allah, in whichever level, no actions also, no namaz, nothing, or there is namaz, but he's not connected with Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala sends punishment to that person. And the first stages of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala are reminders. Like you are having a very nice sweet sleep, that alarm is like an azab for you. Oh, this alarm now again, I have to get up again. And you're not in your mind, you don't know where you are, what's happening. It takes you a while now to again, where am I now, what time is it, what must I go and do now? But if you are awake properly, you know I have to get up. Your eyes opened up nicely, even before your alarm went off. And you know now I have to go and make wuzu, I have to go toilet, everything, it's easy. So Allah sends that one azab, when we are in the disobedience, when we are not in the remembrance of Allah. Not with our actions also we are not remembering. Actions we are doing, but no connection, we are not remembering in the action, we are not remembering Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah sends a minor punishment, which looks like a punishment, but it's also a mercy of Allah to remind us. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. We send a reminder to them, a wake-up call now, whether it's a sickness, whether now your daughter elopes with somebody, whether Allah save us, whether it's now financial problems, your whole business is burned down, somebody ruined your whole business right down to the ground, nothing left. Oh, now you loved husband and wife so much, but just fight, everything is a problem. All the time you think no other way out besides divorce now. And that also you want to punish the other partner. How many wives punish their husbands in court then? What and what don't they demand from them? How many husbands, how they make the wives suffer then? They don't give them divorce and they don't. And in that, just by the way, that is the height of stupidity of those men who don't want to stay with their wives. But they say, we'll make her suffer, I won't give her talaq. In the process, if you pass away because you did not give her talaq, she's still your wife. She's going to inherit from you. Who you hated and you deprived her completely, but now she is going to inherit from you. So why so stupid we are? We're preparing everything for what we're going to leave behind, not coming in front. And who we want to punish and torture, we're giving them willfully a good share of our money. Either a quarter she will get, or she'll get 1/8. And willfully, because just we don't want to give talaq, we want to make her suffer. But actually in the process, we being stupid, and she's going to get the whole big slice of the cake. So anyway, so these are the two different things. Now when Allah's azab comes, it comes in two forms also. It comes in either the form of enjoyment, or it comes in the form of trouble, problems. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Jazakumullah Khair, Rahimahullah, says that form that comes like in a trouble, that is a lighter punishment from Allah. And what comes in the form of a pleasure, that is a worse punishment of Allah. Explanation of that, a person was disobedient, he was not in the remembrance of Allah, not fulfilling his command, not his thoughts were not with Allah. So Allah sends a punishment to him that he became paralyzed, accident, he went blind, something happened, whatever, heart attack. So that may well make him conscious, he will think that where I went wrong, why? Hopefully, if he's got a little bit of some metal in him, I must make tawbah, I must correct, what did I do wrong, why there's problems in my life. So that's a lighter punishment where you get the opportunity to reflect and correct. But the worst punishment is, you were a sick person, now you became healthy, strength again. You didn't have money, now you got lot money. You didn't have a car, you got 2-3 cars now. You got 3-4 phones now. Everything like that. Your mind will never go to Tawbah. Allah is punishing you because of your guna, but your mind will never go to Tawbah. In the other case, great possibility your mind goes to Tawbah. In this case, your mind doesn't go. The simple explanation, Allah give Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri, Rahmatullah Ali Jazah Khair, he explained, there is a mouse in the house troubling the housewife, eating potatoes, eating this, that, and now she's fed up. She decides she's going to punish the mouse. So she buys some fresh pressed cheese, and she puts it, whatever trap she puts, the cage inside, she puts it, or the other trap, whatever. Now that fresh cheese and the smell also coming, and the mouse say, this housewife is very happy with me and giving me my what a wonderful rosy, and right at my doorstep, just by the hole of the mouse, she puts a trap there. Namat ghair mutarakaba, a namat which I did not think about has come to me right here. But what is it? It's not a namat. That is going, she's going to trap that mouse, then either the trap will come and kill it one time, or either it gets caught in a cage, she will give it now to the cat, and the cat will torture it, won't eat it, one play with it, and it knows my death. The cat is enjoying playing with the mouse, but the mouse is seeing that my death is here. Every moment it just knows when I do. And the same housewife gives the parrot also cheese and ghee roti, but happy with this carrot. So Allah gives his namat sometimes to us when he's happy with us. And he gives his ni'mat to us when he's unhappy with us. And we as fools, we think Allah is happy. And we're just now living it up more, going for holidays, going for building up our houses, doing this, dunya, we're more involved. Allah is happy, no namaz in my life, no deen in my life, nothing. And I'm just, and how many people, the kuffar, all of them are like that. And how many, unfortunately, Muslims also, we're just following in their way. So, and if Allah, when He catches us, then that punishment will come. So Allah's punishment comes also now in two ways. One is in His ni'mat, His punishment comes, and one is outwardly you can see that this is a punishment, but a small punishment, which you can handle, which will lead you towards the guidance of Allah. Allah still wants you to be guided, and Allah sends a small problem to you. Now when this comes, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. So the first, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah Ta'ala guides that person who inclines to Allah. Alladhina amanu, who now correct their iman, fix their iman. And then, وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Now they find great solace and enjoyment in the dhikr of Allah. They enjoy going to the masjid. The masjid is their house. They go to their house just for necessity. But their house, where they find peace, is the masjid now. And in the dhikr of Allah, and in the tilawat of Allah, now they are moving in the وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُومُ مِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ. And the real enjoyment any person can ever have is only in the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise it's a false, it's an imaginary enjoyment. If you're having any enjoyment in anything else, food, woman, travels, holidays, it's just an imaginary, it's an illusion. The real enjoyment is in Allah bi dhikri, only in the dhikr of Allah. There is hasr only in the dhikr of Allah. And Allah is warning, He's sounding, wake up and listen to what I'm saying. Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'in al qulub. And what is the result of that? Alladhina amanu. Their iman is now strong. Tuba lahum. There is tuba for them, great enjoyment, wa husnu ma'ab, and a wonderful return to Allah. And on the other side, man a'rada an dhikri, those who turn away from my remembrance, who don't do a'mal, and if they are doing a'mal, which is good, but no concentration in that. They're not thinking of me in their namaz, in their tilawat, even they listen to a bayan, but they got their cell phone on. Or they are planning something today, I mustn't forget, I must go and do that, I must meet that person. So they're not even in the bayan, though they're listening to the bayan, but we're not in the bayan. Alladhina man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. We give him a very straight problems in his life, difficulties. And that is also of two types. One is that problem comes, but in the form of ni'mat. Like outwardly everything seems smooth, but actually it's a punishment of Allah. And that's a dangerous type, because a person doesn't think of making, I'm alright, I'm enjoying, everything is going well in my life. Why I need to go to the masjid? Why I need to pick up my hands in front of Allah? I press a few buttons on my computer and everything of mine gets done. I don't have to lift my hands to Allah. That condition is dangerous. But when you are in a condition, a punishment Allah gave you, which we think is an adverse condition, in there is great possibility you will turn to Allah. And then Allah will make you maaf, whether you become Allahu Akbar. A Sahabi comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, I'm blind, make dua for me, Allah restores my eyesight. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will make dua, Allah will restore. But better for you to make sabr, what you're going to get on that in akhirat. Today we all also like the kuffar, like animals. We're just looking this side of the of life, just of dunya, which is 60, 70 years. And that everlasting we're not looking at. A person, a child who is 5, 6 years old, and a person who is 26 years old, 25, 26, the father, and the child is 5 years old, and there is a choice for the child, an ice cream one side, and a gold ring with a valuable diamond on it. What's the child going to choose? The ice cream is more bigger, it's sweeter, it's enjoyable. What's that ring? It's nothing. But the 26-year-old father, he knows the difference. And he tells the child, but the child doesn't understand that in that ring, there are not even one ice cream, there are ice cream factories in there. In that ring, that car that you see, that BM, that what, racing car, sports car, not one, 20 are in that ring. There are big factories, there are big mansions. But the child only sees the ice cream. When the child becomes 15, 10 years later now, and the father is gone to 35, then the child, he thinks of this dunya, girls now, sports now, entertainment, that is important. The father advises him also, but the father's mind also now, his mind is also in investment now. Secure my old age, make some investments and that. 10 years later, the father is 45, the child is 25. Now the child is thinking of marriage only. And the father is thinking now investment for the children, investment for my grandchildren, secure all of them. Who is thinking of akhirat? And which can come at the age of 5, it can come at the age of 15. And we know every day to teach us a lesson, Allah is picking out people, small children who are just born, children who are born still dead. People are 25, people are 35, people are 45, all types, every day they are going to the janazah. But we don't take any lesson. Even if we go to the, we hear the informed of a janazah, very sadly, it's only a news item to us today. No dua also. And not even dua for ourselves. At least when we hear of any difficulty of any Muslim, what the Palestinians are going through, perhaps worse than that, people say what the Syrians were going through under Assad, the Shia leader there, and what they were going through in Turkey and many other places, what sufferings. But it means nothing to us, it's just a news item. Not a dua comes out from us. At least if we learn that dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we all belong to Allah, we're going to read, Allahumma jurna fi musri, oh Allah, take us out of this difficulty. Somebody met up with an accident, oh Allah, take him out of that difficulty. Somebody crooks help them out, somebody is kidnapped, Allah, take them out of, make a dua for that person. And what is the great reward? Ulaika alayhim, salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. If you will do that, Allah's great mercy, salawat. Salawat is this very special mercy of Allah, exclusive for the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. It's not for everyone. But for those who do that, Allah gives them a glimpse of that special mercy of ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim, and Allah's rahmat also. And these are the people who are rightly guided. And then the other dua which we must learn also. Anyone we see in any problem, Alhamdulillah illadhi aafani, or we read it the plural, aafana, mimma btalahum bihi. All praise is due to Allah. Allah saved me from the problem this person has got. Cops have stopped him, giving him a ticket. Or he has gone over 160, they're going to lock him up. Now, you read this dua, then that problem will never come to you in your life. Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. Read that dua. If not for other people, you don't make dua for that person, make dua for yourself at least. That Allah saves me, saves my family from these problems which other people are going through. And this is also, ulama have written, that you don't read this dua in front of that person. He's in difficulty and you are saying Alhamdulillah. He'll feel so. Read it softly. Read it in your heart. In other words, you acknowledge it's a problem that somebody has passed away, also read this. Now that person cannot do any good deeds anymore. Passing away, everyone has to pass away. But that person now, he can't say one Subhanallah. And now he realizes the actual value of Subhanallah. And the value of Subhanallah better than the whole earth and the skies and what they contain. But now you can't say one Subhanallah at a time of death. But you still got. So Allah saved you and gave you still respite. But how much are we doing that? How much are we, even just the simple words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, what great value they have got. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, so Allah sends these conditions. So we should not be overtaken when these conditions come. And it should be a reminder for us that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. So it's not so difficult and complex. It is that you either in the remembrance of Allah, what is detailed, you're doing what Allah wants you to do, and we're in the condition. And in the condition, you are doing all your right things. You are thinking of Allah. And with the sifat also, the condition, the sifat. That is, you haven't got pride in you. You're not doing it for popularity, name and fame. You are not depriving somebody of their rights. All the sifat also must be correct. And you are doing that, Allah's rahmat on those people. And when you break the laws of Allah, man is weak. He falls into unmindfulness. Allah in His mercy sends to you untoward conditions which you don't like. But that is a mercy so that you take a lesson from this. And if He sends conditions to you, He wants to punish you, like that house lady giving cheese to the mouse now, is to destroy the mouse, to kill the mouse. If Allah sends such conditions, and now you didn't have a car, now you got 2-3 cars, you got your health is restored, and everything, now you're living it up, then you don't think of Tawbah. You don't think of the masjid. You don't think of namaz. So our conditions will come according to our actions. And we must see that our actions are correct. The amal must also be there. Then the sifat must be also. The electric wire must be there. And the current must also be running. And it must be running correctly. If that current is running wrong, it will cause a fire. It will cause a shock to you. And that thing what you were thinking is going to do your work, that thing will kill you. That shock will kill you if you go and interfere with a three-phase power current, 360 volts, and you did something wrong there, it will blow you up immediately. What was going to do all your work for you, and with great comfort and no power cut, that you are overloading your electricity. You've got a three-phase, but you made a wrong connection, or you touch that wire, it will blow you up completely. So Allah's punishments also come like that. Either they come in the form of ni'mat, and big ni'mat they come, but it's actually a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this, and what we have to do, the bottom line for us, turn to Allah. Be conscious of our deen. Be constantly in the remembrance of Allah. Even when you're in business, you are in. Be in the remember. Do your business correctly. Don't do down any customer. Don't shortchange him. Don't do anything wrong. Treat him properly. Whatever from your supplier, they supplied extra goods by mistake, you return it back to them again. Everything you do it. And all the time, in this in mind, not that he says he's a very honest businessman. No, it's a command of Allah. Allah will give you much more than the praise of them saying this is an honest businessman. You do it for the pleasure of Allah. So we must do all. Sleep 6 hours. Sleep 6-8 hours. Don't miss a namaz in the process. And sleep, how much more you sleep with making wudu, for example. Reading the du'as. And thinking, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, in your name I die and I get up again. The whole sleep is ibadat for you. And the other hand, you go and sleep with, you committed adultery and you're sleeping in napaki and you're sleeping in that whole sleep is azab for you. So what a difference, so easy. Deen al-deen yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. Just come on when you are going, like for example at the airport, whether you're going on the drop-off zone or you're going to permanent parking, if you're in the right lane, you're just moving nicely. If you're in the wrong lane, you've got a problem. Now you want to try and gap in here, gap in there, and you have to want to cross across 2-3 lanes and there, you've got a problem. Just come in the right lane and see you moving smoothly. No problem for you. Just we must come in the right lane. Anyway, we want to get off the freeway on the left side, Don't be on the extreme right side. And when now you have to get off, now you want to cut through and all the traffic coming on this side, how are you going? Just be on the right line. From before, be in the right line, in the right lane. And then see your life go smooth. So we also must choose to be obedient to Allah. And all the time, our amal all the time, be in the obedience of Allah. And then the inside current also, have the connection with Allah. And have our sifat also correct. Our qualities also must be correct. No pride in us. And no doing things for name and fame, etc. In that way, that person has got a smooth sailing. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And the signs of it is, when you take the name of Allah, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, I saw those buzurgs of mine, that somebody else is making zikr, and actually water comes in their mouth. Like when you get the smell of biryani, when you get the smell of roast, and without you thinking, you don't have to, you just see water comes, you pass a house, they are having a bride, and you get this, you see this, the smoke, the smell, and your mouth starts watering. Somebody else makes zikr, and there are those people, somebody else makes zikr, and this person gets a headache. When a person is allergic to something, penicillin, fish, anything, the person who going through, who eats fish, or fish comes in front of him, or they gave him a penicillin injection, tablet or whatever, he gets a reaction. But when somebody else is making zikr, how many other people, their stomach pains, their head, why this people making zikr? Be that they doing, this wrong they doing. Somebody else is doing the action, and the reaction is on them. Because when we haven't got that connection with Allah, and we don't know what is the sweetness and enjoyment of the zikr of Allah. And the zikr of Allah is the both things. One is, from the start, when you start making zikr, therefore, when a person becomes bad for his Islam, he will be prescribed certain zikr, which unfortunately most of us don't do. But you do that zikr of yours, then you will get your amal in order. Then you will get concentration in your amal. Then you will get the enjoyment. Tawbah will come for you in dunya already. And then you will be all the time in the remembrance of Allah. And man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who becomes Allah's, Allah becomes his. Allah, you served Allah, Allah serves you now. Wherever you are, whether the cops stop you on the road, whether at immigration, whether at customs, you'll see Allah's help is there with you all the time. And if we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, we don't do amal also, or we do amal without any power running through, just outward amal we are doing, and we haven't got the sifat also, we are doing it with pride, that people must praise me. الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا What a sad condition of those people who love to be praised for things that they didn't do also. They want praises from people. You gave somebody gifts of this money to a certain person. Now it's not your money, it's somebody else's money. But you giving it in the way that you giving it. You're not giving it, you are getting the sawab, you're the means in between. But now you giving it in such a way that you giving it, and it's not your money, and you taking want to take the credit for it. Or any other thing like that. We want to take credit for things which we did not do. We didn't make tahajjud that night, but we give some impression that I made all night tahajjud. And we didn't even make tahajjud. وَيُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْتَبَنَّهُمْ that they will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Those people are actually the fuel of Jahannam. So Allah save us from that. So we must do the zikr of Allah and do it regularly and correctly. And that will lead us to the amal, and amal will lead us to connection with Allah, and there is no greater enjoyment than what a person gets connection with Allah. When the people of Jannat will be in Jannat, they get all the places, all the enjoyments. Allah will address them and tell them that, are you happy? They say, how can't we be happy? You gave us more than we could ever imagine. We never even thought of such enjoyment. You have given us, we have got more. Anything more? We can't think of anything more. Everything we have got. Allah will say, there is still something more. And they won't know what to ask Allah. Allah will say, go and ask your ulama now. So ulama write that even in Jannat we'll be in need of our ulama. And when they will ask the ulama will tell them, ask Allah that we want to see you. And when they will see Allah, the effect, the enjoyment they will get from seeing Allah, they will forget the pleasures of Jannat. It won't be at the back of their mind. They will forget about what just now they said, that we got things which we could never imagine. They will completely forget that. How beautiful will be Allah. And how fortunate are those people who every day, morning and evening, according to the time set out, will see Allah Ta'ala. Others will see Allah once a week. Others will see occasionally Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest ni'mat. And that ni'mat Allah grants it in this dunya already, if we work towards it. And from there we can understand the opposite of it. Not to have Allah in your life. Forget seeing Allah. Forget having a connection. Allah is not, you are in azab all the time. The worst azab, if Allah is not in your life, there isn't a greater punishment for you than that. And how much Allah is in your life, there isn't a greater enjoyment than that. So that is what we have to work for. So Allah has sent us for the short time in this worldly life, not for the sports, not for fashion, not for brand names, not for making investments, not for all the filthy and stupid things of this dunya. Allah sent us in this dunya for a very high, lofty mission. When we don't follow that and we fall into dunya, Allah is a punishment. He makes your brains dull also. And you see this most stupid thing, you see it as great enjoyment. Now to go and play paddle tennis 2 o'clock in the morning, and your sleep also is disturbed. You're watching World Cup 2 o'clock in the morning, you are getting enjoyment. That is the worst punishment. That is time for you to, you should have been sleeping, and you are getting that. You're wasting your time, you're going 3 days, it's a great achievement for you. We're going fishing to southwest. Or we're going to this place, that place, and 3 days you are standing, and your food is not right, and you are just outside in a tent there, and you are going in the middle of the night with your gum boots in the water, and you think I'm enjoying. Whereas you had the best bedroom, you had the best bathroom, everything, you had enough money to buy the best fish and get it served for you, ready. But now you are doing all the, and it's an achievement for you. When Allah makes the brains like that, then you do the worst things and you think I'm doing the best thing. And for you at that time to think of namaz, if you are in namazi, even your fajr you read, put your gum boots on perhaps also. And just you are just making it just to get done with it. Just that I made my namaz. Or that you make your other namazes or anything, it's just somehow you, it's as if you're a Muslim and you think of your namazes. Your dressing is far from sunnah and you are proud in the way you are dressed like the kuffar. And a person who, you even an alim, but now you are dressed like the kuffar and you're happy you dress like that. And your language has also changed there. Your habits also change. Everything like the animals of this dunya. And you are proud of it. What bigger punishment can there be on a person that is in that? So Allah protect us all. So we've got this little while to prepare for that eternal life. It's a simple, clear path. I try to make it as easy to understand as possible. If we have understood it, it will spur us on to amal. And we will make the amal. We will easily overcome our laziness. Our base desires, easily we will overcome them. And the minute we get the proper understanding to move on the right path, you're on the right lane now. You're moving smoothly, easy it is for you. To come onto the right lane, maybe a little problem at the start. But well in advance you come in the right lane, you've got no problem. It's just a matter if we're not in the right lane, come in the right lane. And then you're reaching your destination with ease. You're not going to be causing problems to other people. The traffic cop not going to stop you. No one. You just reach your place nicely. In that way, if we reach our qabr and get the enjoyment of the life of the qabr, and for how long? Till the day of Qiyamah. And then after that, the enjoyment, not the punishment and horrors of the day of Qiyamah, but the enjoyments of the day of Qiyamah. And when other people, you'll see them, you may be, well, under the arsh of Allah, where Allah's da'wah is being given. And you'll see the people in Medan-e Hashar, Hisab Kitab. They were just after dunya, the rat race of this dunya, and they didn't worry about deen. They are busy giving Hisab Kitab. While you are sitting in that air-conditioned shade of the throne of Allah, which has got no adverse effect also. And you are eating of that food, which is just of great enjoyment. And to your delight you are enjoying. And after that, straight to Jannat. You go like flash of lightning over full Sirat. And you are in Jannat forever. What a life. That is meant for us. Where we opting. And we were supposed to be those people to lead the rest of the world on that path. But unfortunately, we following them in their wrong way. When the seeing people start following the blind people, when the hale and healthy who can jump and run, when they want to jump on the back of paralyzed people and tell them, you carry us. We are the ummah that Allah has given us everything. We are supposed to be leading everyone, whether it's in the privacy of under your blankets with your cell phone, what you are watching. Remember, Allah is watching. And you haven't still, that hasn't come into you, that the filth and dirt you don't watch. Even no matter what temptation comes there, what pop-up comes there, but it doesn't distract you in the least. But that is what we have to work for. That we do, when Baitul Muqaddas was being conquered, the rabbis and the priests, or the Christians, told their people, these people, you can never defeat them. The only way is mislead them. Where they are stationed, staying in their tents, and where the place of namaz is, they have to walk that distance. So on that road, put your most beautiful girls and put the most expensive jewelry on them and give them the instruction that if any of the sahaba who are coming, they stretch their hands to you, don't stop them. You encourage them. But when they were going, after 3 days, up and down, 5 namazes, 15 namazes up and down, and then they were asked, they said, these are not human beings also. We were not even from the side of their eye did they look at us. We were just like trees, wooden trees, like wood we were. So when that will come, and you'll get enjoyment in not looking. When Allah will say, when Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِ, you will find enjoyment in fulfilling the command of Allah. And that filth and dirt, which is pure filth and dirt, it won't give you any attraction, it won't give you any satisfaction. And that is just a matter of getting reality. Whether you are a young person and you are overtaken with masturbation, it won't affect you. Whether you're a young man, young woman, nobody will attract you besides Allah. You will be just in the thought, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.